Hello, everybody, and welcome in for another episode of Vol Club Confidential. Hope you enjoyed last week's episode with Chaz Lanier. Of course, Vol Club Confidential brought to you by the great people at Knoxville Smiles. Coming up on tonight's show, we have Tennessee big man Felix Akpara, the Nigerian nightmare, as I call him. He's been fantastic defensively for Tennessee and Rick Barnes early in this basketball season. He'll join us coming up. But first, we bring in Will Crockett of the Volunteer Club. And Will, much of December, you all are working on new deals for, you know, the current team and making sure that a lot of those key players that were on that playoff team are back in 2025.
Yeah, I mean, the way that you really have to handle college sports now is you're always trying to keep the roster that you have, right? And it goes all 12 months of the year, really, but December is the big month for football, so just trying to work through that to make sure that we keep, you know, the key pieces here to do our part in that, and I think we've done a great job of that so far.
Obviously, a lot of great merch, especially downtown at the store. But coming soon, there will be VolQuest merch, which includes a Turtleson polo, some cool hoodies and stuff. You know, a lot of VolQuest members have been asking for VolQuest merch, and it sounds like it's going to happen.
Yeah, so, you know, I think that's something that everybody at VolQuest has been wanting for a long time. We saw that. We worked with you all and trying to figure out how we can do that. And we're really excited to partner with, you know, you, Brent, and the whole team in having merch for everybody on VolQuest. So working to get that hopefully done, I think, in the next 2 weeks, max.
All right. VolQuest merch is on the way. Check us out at VolQuest.com. Best coverage of Tennessee athletics anywhere. As for the best podcast, it's right here on Vol Club Confidential. More from Knoxville Smiles.
I'm Tennessee basketball player J.P. Estrella. Let me give you a tour here of the offices at Knoxville Smiles. Dr. Costa is placing implants with a robot, and it's all done digitally. There's no guessing with this since it's all robotic. Dr. Wilco is the newest addition to the office. He loves to research the latest and greatest in technology, so the other doctors go to him for the newest product information and techniques. Dr. Malone is building teeth in the mouth. To him, cosmetic bonding is more like artwork. He does this without cutting your teeth down. It's all about building them up.
Guys, we still have a problem. Y'all have a bigger chair?
What's up, Felix?
Hey, man, how you doing?
I'm ducked that head coming in the door.
Yes, sir. I almost hit my head,
Felix, you came to the United States in 2018. What's this journey been like for you, man, as you made your way from Nigeria to here?
Man, it's been fun. You know, it has its up and downs. And it's just, you know, by the grace of God, you know, I'm able to be here, you know, playing at a really good college, you know, so being able to, like, document my journey, you know. Not a lot of kids coming from a different country can tell the story in some sense.
So you never really played basketball until just a few months before you got here. At 6'9", 6'10"?
No. I would say about 6'6", 6'7".
Then?
Yeah.
But you were a soccer guy up till then.
Oh, yeah.
I'd love to have seen you at that size playing soccer.
Man, I mean, they have a lot of tall players. I mean, I knew I used to watch this tall guy. He played a little bit in England, Crutch. So, you know, I would say be like him, but, you know, I guess he was trying to pack it up and move to a different sport, you know. I felt like soccer was just way too competitive, you know, in Nigeria. It was just like, you know, it wasn't a lot of opportunities.
Were you a goalie? What did you play?
No, I play defensive midfield.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
I mean, you're kind of a goalie on the back end of the defense in basketball now.
Yeah,
so.
Defense. I guess my calling is defense. Yeah.
What do you miss about soccer?
I would say, for me, I just love the adrenaline rush from, you know, getting a slide tackle or, you know, just like the whole team just celebrating, you know, when they score a goal, because it's not like basketball where, you know, you keep on scoring. I think when you score a goal, you're more celebrating in soccer and in basketball.
What have you enjoyed about the game of basketball? Did you fall in love with it? Did you become a better player at it? You know, what is it for you that you just like, man, I just love to get out there and do this?
Just block shots, you know, and also just seeing how, you know, your hard work can pay off. Because, you know, I just started playing basketball, you know, not for too long. It was just constant work and having good people around me telling me, you know, if you put on this work, it's gonna pay off. You know, at first I didn't believe it, then I had to put my trust in it. Then after a couple of months, I started seeing big progress. I'm like, oh, so that's how it really works. So, and I fell in love with that. I fell in love with the whole work and everything that comes with it.
Played at Hamilton Heights down in Chattanooga, senior year up at Missouri mm-hmm. prep school, and then to Ohio State. Yep. Kind of take me through that part of your journey, and kind of where did you start to find yourself as a basketball player during that time?
It was living Hamilton Heights, going to Missouri to finish my high school was, it was kind of a tough decision, but it was just pretty much just trying to prepare myself for the next level. And I felt like, the school I went to in Missouri was Link Academy. I felt like they were the best, they can really prepare me for college. And also having, good guys around me, good practice guys, so I can grow, I can play with every day in practice. So that's why I decided to go to Link. And, going to Ohio State was kind of a big decision because, I just felt like I was trying to give myself a better opportunity to play in college, early so I can learn a lot because that's what took me to the next level. You're just trying to play under a good player because I play under a really good big, the Big Ten, Zay Key. And that really helped me grow, Although, he came up short, my freshman year had an injury, and that's what, took me to my next jump. Because when he got out with a shoulder injury, and I was the only backup center they had. So I guess I was just pushed in there, and I was like, it's like when you push a kid in a pool, he's either going to sink or drown. So, I didn't sink. I said sink or drown?
Yeah.
Sink
yeah.
or swim, sink or swim. I messed it up, sink or swim. So I would say I didn't sink, but Ohio State was kind of up and down flow too, But I guess everything happened for a reason.
Going to the portal, you have an opportunity to come back closer to home where your family is here in Chattanooga. Why was Tennessee the perfect fit for you?
Like you said, being able to be close to family, that was definitely on top of my list. And also, I definitely, you got to look at a team, if you're trying to make a decision to go play somewhere. So I looked at the team, looked at what they were missing. So I knew two of the bigs, got on the portal. So I was like, okay, that's also a good fit. I also looked at the coaching, looked at, the strength coach. Strength coach was definitely one of the biggest pushing point for me. Because, I definitely want to work with my buddy this year and get better at, whatever way I can, being healthy for my team. And I think that was definitely what I was looking for. I also looking at the coach, Rick Bond's really good coach. He's hard sometimes, but, he does have a place from love. So I think those are the four key points I was looking at getting in the portal.
You talk about the relationship with G and the strength coach, or the strength staff. Where do you feel like they've gotten the most out of you? Where have you kind of seen your physicality bloom under him?
Definitely putting more weights, getting stronger, and also just keeping my body healthy. Because I felt like last year, I was getting a lot of little injuries. That wasn't anything crazy or anything crucial, but it was just those little injuries. And with G's, I can just work on those little things, keep making me feel, if I can't be 100%, at least 80% every day.
What's the one thing that he has you do that you're like, when he tells you to do it, you're like, God, not one of these?
I mean, he it's kind of interesting because, as a tall guy, I have a lot of knee pains. And I go up to him, in the summer, I'm like, man, gee, my knee hurting. And he was like, what? We're going to squat again today. And I was like, we're going to squat, my knee hurting? So I guess for me, I've never seen that answer before, but he knows what he's doing. So, and it worked, I've been having less knee pains, and also G can really get really detailed about the body. He knows pinpoints and everything. So if you're having a little soreness, he can tell you why you're having this. He does a full body analysis, and he gives you the right answer.
Who's had the biggest impact on you since you've been here?
Man, I would say – I would say the coaching staff, for real. Like, everyone on the coaching staff, you know.
Is there one in particular, though?
Raw Clark, I would say that.
What do you like about him?
You know, me and Rod go way back. You know, he was one of the coaches of my AAU team back in Moken Elite. He was one of the coaches, and I knew him way back. So he just, you know, he's just always by my side every day, you know, telling me, you know, there are good days and bad days in practice. So he's always there telling me, you know, you good, you know, this is what you got to do, this is what you got to do, and, you know, just keeping my head right, you know, getting me straight.
So when you look at kind of where you come from, we talked a little bit before we started, you know, your mom and dad, you know, they're still in Nigeria, but because FaceTime, Skype, that type of thing, you're able to still see home, see them, talk to them. Does that make the journey easier? Because, I mean, I'm sure deep down you wish they were here, or you wish, you know, you could see them more.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely makes it easier. And also knowing, like, they supported me too, you know. They keep, you know, I told my mom, I tell my parents, I mean, I want to come back, you know, I just want to come visit. But knowing my schedule, you know, this summer I'm going to be here working in the summer, or I'm going to be doing something else, somewhere working out with my trainer. So for them, they know what they have to, they know what I need to sacrifice, and they know they need to sacrifice too. And it's just them keeping me in check, telling me, you know, you got to do this, you know, and it's going to pay off someday. And they just, you know, full support.
How much, I mean, because I think you speak, I mean, for a kid from Nigeria, I think you speak really good English.
Yeah.
Probably English better than I do. like, how much can they, do they ever say, wow, your dialect has changed because you've been around it more here?
It's funny. When I talk to my parents or my siblings, I don't really speak English. I don't speak English.
You speak Nigerian?
Yeah. In Nigeria, we have about three or four main languages. There are other, like, languages in Nigeria. But we also have, like, a kind of like a uniform language everyone speaks. It's called Pidgin or Broken English. So that's what I speak with my parents too. And also a little bit of Igbo. That's our, like, a little tribal
language. So they never really hear you speak English that much?
Every now and then, but when I'm on the phone with them, it's like a switch. Like, I don't feel comfortable speaking English with them. It's kind of weird.
So, like, do they ever call around your teammates and then you go into the different languages and your teammates are like...
Yeah. But, yeah, my mom talked to some of the coaches, and she also, you know, she speaks English too. And it is kind of, it's interesting. I've thought about it before, but I haven't really, like, I don't know the
reason
to it.
Do you hear the change in the dialect?
Yeah.
Like, from, like, when you got here English-wise to kind of where you are now?
Oh, yeah. When I got here, I felt like everyone was talking a little too fast. It was hard for me to keep up and understand. Then it took a couple of months for me to, like, kind of, like, for everything to slow down. And me starting to understand everything. Also, me talking, too. I remember I didn't talk a lot. It was just more of a, I was just trying to, like, understand and, like, figure out, like, you know, how people talk, like, the little, the lingos and everything.
Do you feel like you understand it better now?
I would say, yeah, but, you know, there's some place you go to, it's like the New York guys, like Zakai, like, you know, it's like, man, I don't know what they're talking about. I tell Zakai that every time, man. He got a lot of lingos he used, but, you know, New York got their own different language they speak over there.
That's fantastic. What player on the team have you kind of become best buddies with?
Man, I know me and Z are really close. Me and Jordan Ganey, really close, and also Chaz. I'm really friendly. You know, I hang out with a lot of guys: D Stone, Chaz, Z. You know,
there's only nine scholarship guys now. So, I mean,
yeah,
not counting Estrella, who's still around, but he's not playing.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I hang out a lot. I talk to a lot of guys on the team. I'm more of an open guy.
What's something most people don't know about you, or would be surprised to learn about you?
Like my hidden talents.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, I'm an artist. I can draw, and you know, I think, and also, I'm more of a fashion guy. So I think that's where me and Joe and Gannon go, like, we're really close because he's also a fashion guy. And that's what I'm trying to go into, you know, after everything's all said and done, you know, trying to take my, you know, my artistic side and trying to put it into fashion and trying, you know, start my own brand or something.
You got an idea what's it going to be called? We thought about that. We thought that far ahead.
I mean, I have. Me and my brother trying to do it together, my older brother.
So how old is he?
22. So he started off his own and everything. Like, he actually just, he sent me a shirt he made.
Is he in Nigeria still, or is he here?
No, he's, yeah, he goes to, he's a senior at a school in Ohio, Cedarville. Okay. He plays basketball there, so.
So he sent you his first?
Yeah, his first. He made a shirt and a hoodie, and he sent me a copy of the shirt, and it's really good. But, you know, we try and do that together and try to see where that goes.
What kind of fabrics do you like most?
Man, right now I'm gonna stick to cotton.
Cotton?
Yeah. Because I feel like it's more easy to maintain and, you know, easy to wash and everything.
You wear a lot of bright colors. I mean, obviously this is bright.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like it's just today. I just picked up a random hoodie, to be honest. I'm more of a, I like wearing like the darker tone, like the black, you know, and a little bit of white.
All right, you got the smiley face up here. Yeah. Like with the four eyes.
This a little brand I like. One of my favorite brand. So I have a lot of clothes from them.
What's the brand?
Cactus Plant Flea Market.
Cactus Plant Flea Market?
Yeah.
Where do you get that at?
Man, they got a little brand, Instagram brand. They run.
So look them up on Instagram.
Yeah, they're pretty cool.
All right, he's out there, Cactus Plant.
Cactus Plant Flea Market. Well, hopefully I want to get sponsored by them sometime.
Did you tell him you want some orange?
I could if they're going to reply to my DMs. I'm going to tell them.
Cactus Plant Flea Market? I mean, get in the DMs.
Yeah, man, make something in orange. I'm going to definitely wear it.
You got to get on that.
Man, I've been trying, man. They leave me on delivery. Can't really do much.
You can put Ziegler on that. He can make anything happen.
That's true. You know what? I'm going to call him after this. Tell him that.
All right, we see you smiling. What makes you smile?
What makes me smile, just being able to serve people, you know, give back, and also, you know, my family. Seeing my family being happy, I think that's my ultimate goal. That's what drives me, you know, to play basketball and also take it to the next level. Because I'm just trying to, you know, help my family and help, you know, people around me.
All right, for more on smiling, more on Knoxville Smiles.
Yep.
Knoxville Smiles, depending on us to make your smile better. Knoxville Smiles, are you happy with your smile today? Knoxville Smiles, we're all about smiles.
Hey Lance, what makes you smile?
Pancake blocks.
All right, you wear number 34. You wore number 34 at Ohio State.
Mm-hmm.
Where does that come from? It's a number that I think back 20 years ago people wore a lot. Not as much anymore because everybody wants a single digit and such.
I wasn't really too big on numbers. I think for me, you know, I wore 24 in high school. And then when I got to Ohio State, I wanted 24. But they had another kid wearing 24. So I was like, you know, I'm going to just take 34. Kind of like an upgrade from 2, 3. And I just won it ever since. And also, when I sign autographs, I always put a 34 in there. So when I got you, I was like, there's no point of trying to change. Yeah, because, you know, 34 is already on my autographs and everything. So I'm going to just stick with 34.
All right, we're to that point in the show where we pull out the phone. We're going to call the one person that you know you can always count on to answer.
Okay.
Any point of the day. Who are we calling?
I'm gonna call mom, Brittany Leavitt.
This is your Chattanooga mom?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's see.
They're on speaker. Will she answer?
Hey.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, what are you doing?
I'm gonna interview, and they told me to call someone that I know is always gonna answer.
Yeah, You were chosen as the one person he knows he can count on to always answer the phone.
Love it.
Yeah.
Love it. Well, I've been thinking about him since last night's game. So, yep, I was hoping to talk to him today. But, no, if he calls, I try to answer. Any of my kids, I try to answer their phone if I can.
All right. Well, I'll make sure he calls you back after we're done taping.
Perfect. All right. All right. Talk to you soon, Phil.
Thanks.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye.
To have a kind of a second family here in the States, has that made the move easier?
Yeah, definitely made it very easy. It's just, it's having a bigger support staff, if you can look at it in that way. I have my support from Nigeria, and I also have a support over here in the U.S., and also knowing I have a home to go to, on Christmas and, whatever break we get. And it's just, it's all love, everywhere.
What's the one thing you miss most about home from a food perspective?
Oh man, I was about to say the food. Everything about the food, man. I try to cook. I actually cooked last night when I got back. I kind of used that as therapy.
In the middle of the night?
Yeah. I cooked.
What did you cook?
It's a Nigerian dish. It's called, it's rice, but with a tomato paste stew. And I added some chicken in there and, some eggs.
What's the one thing about America that you love to like about food? Well, what's your go-to American food?
Go-to American food.
Or American food place? Is there a place where you're just like, I have to go there every time I see it?
Man. I feel like it used to be Chick-fil-A, but, man, I had a lot of Chick-fil-A. I'm tired of it. I would say Wingstop.
Wingstop?
Yeah.
Which is right over there. You can't see it off camera.
Oh, because anytime I order Wingstop, it be taking forever. Now I know why. It be taking forever.
You talking about Uber Eats?
Man, yeah. Because I'm like, I order Wingstop, it's like an hour 30. I'm like, dang. I might die before the food get here. But
dang. Now you know where to come. Just come here and eat.
I'm going to try to drive. Sometimes when I get on my couch, I just,
don't want to leave.
Man, I just want to soak away.
I understand that. What's your go-to at Wingstop?
I get me, it depends. If I want to go spicy, I'll go like the habanero. If I want to go like wet spice, I go to habanero. But if I want to go like dry rub, I go to lemon pepper. And I have me with a side of corn. I'm actually go there after this. They open, right?
Who was it? It was one of the football guys a few weeks ago. I talked him into going to Duck Donuts, which is right down here.
Man, I don't eat sweets anymore. I'm a big sweet guy, but I had too many cavities. And, my mom told me I can't do that no more. Cause, you're not good for your teeth, but. I'm a big Skittle guy, I used to eat like two bags of Skittles in a week, like the big bag. It was terrible.
Favorite colored Skittle?
I don't pick the color. I feel like they all taste the same.
Okay.
I just like bunching them up, man. Just randomly. I don't really taste the flavor for real. It's just I have a big sweet tooth. I try to tame it down. Hopefully, I've been doing good. Only had like this month. I've only had. I'm trying to tame down my Skittles, and they gave me a lot of Skittles for Christmas.
They're hurting you.
Yeah, it's like I'm trying to help myself, and it's like, yeah, you go. And they give me more candy, but it's just somewhere in my apartment. Hopefully, I don't see it. If I see it, I'm gonna eat it.
You live by yourself.
Yeah.
You like that?
Yeah, I love to stay alone. I love my like little private space. I think that's just when I'm alone. That's when I can think, and pretty much make a plan for myself. And I don't have to stay in a dorm with three other guys. They weren't too crazy, but it was. I just need a little upgrade from there.
What's your goal long term?
My goal, I definitely want to make it to the NBA. Play, you know, my goal professionally is to play at least 9 to 10 years professional basketball. And after that, it's,
you know, design clothes.
Yeah, going to fashion. I'm actually do that, you know, when
you're
I'm
gonna
playing
buy basketball. That flea marketplace and then.
I mean, I can, you know, I can collab, you know, collab with them.
It's only if you get them to direct message you back, though.
I'm going to try to. I'm going to get Z. Definitely get Z to do that for me.
Oh, speaking of Z, your ability and his ability to kind of know where to throw it to on that lob has been obviously one of the big storylines early in the year. Do you ever surprise yourself? Does he ever surprise you with – he was able to get it to you? How much success you've had with it?
Man, it's just, I think it's, at this point, it's just us doing our job, you know, because I know when I set the screen and I get this man open, I'm going to be open. Either I'm open or he's open. So I just do my job and run to the rim, and he's just going to find me. Or if he sees, you know, my man doesn't go, he just goes for a layup. So it's more of a, it's just instinct, I would say.
For a big guy, you have a really good touch on free throws.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I walked with Rick Barnes all summer on a free throw.
Coach Barnes, he's big on the shot.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it really helped me a lot. I'll say that.
Is that one of your most proud things, how much you've improved in that area?
Yeah. He helped me, you know, change my whole shot mechanics. I think it was for the better. So...
where's one place in the world you've not been you'd like to go?
Man, that's also on my bucket list. You know, me and my brother, when we were little, we told each other we're going to travel the world together. So I want to travel everywhere. But the first place we decided we're going to go is Japan.
Japan?
Yeah.
How come?
We love anime. So we watch a lot of anime. It was like, you go there, it's like heaven for us. Cause that's where the anime is all made and everything. It's just... and we definitely gonna scratch it on the bucket list for sure.
Give me your Mount Rushmore of basketball players. Top four.
Top four. Man, I'm gonna be, yeah, I mean, it's mine. So I would say point guard, I would go.
That's actually fine. We can go starting five.
Oh, starting five?
There you go. So when you went point guard, I was like, well, we might as well not leave out a position.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Point guard, I would go, I don't know if I want to go old school. I'm going to just, you know what, I'm going to go new gen. Point guard, I'm going to go Dame, because I know he can shoot it too. We need a point guard who can pass and shoot, and he's been doing good for the Bucks. I'm a big Bucks guy, so everything I'm going to say is going to be biased. So I'm gonna add like two Bucks play on this list.
So you add him and Giannis.
Yeah, yeah. All right, now Giannis is my favorite player, and people think I wear 34 because he wears 34, but that's not true. But you know, they always gonna talk. So yeah, you know, I already got my power forward and my point guard, Damian Giannis. I feel like they got good chemistry, and they're gonna do good together. On my shooting guard, I would go. Who do I want?
There's only one choice here. There's only one choice here.
You want me to pick who you think I'm supposed to pick?
Michael Jordan.
Man, I don't know. I think Jordan's the GOAT.
Then he's got to be on your top five.
But look, I'm thinking about scoring. I feel like Jordan didn't shoot a lot of threes. He was more of a mid-range guy.
He was.
You know, we gotta. You know, we done with the 90s, you know. We got to go up. I feel like we got to go up, though. But.
Think about all the scoring he did as a mid-range guy, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm
saying. I mean, the three wasn't as prevalent back then.
That's true. That's what I'm saying. Like, we got to go up new gen. But, you know, I'm going to add him because I'm going to make a mix. So, we'll put Jordan in shooting guard. Small forward, man, we going to be crazy. I'm going to put Kevin Durant there. It's going to be a big lineup. From like the big side, so we got Kevin Durant, small forward, power forward, Giannis, and center. We need a lot of rebound. Man, I'm go to Karl Malone.
You like the mailman?
Yeah.
You got a nickname?
Do I got a nickname? I mean, they call me a Fifi, a Big Fee.
Big Fee?
Yeah. But I don't think. I mean, I guess that's just for my name. They just split it up.
Sure.
Yeah. Nothing too crazy.
Nothing too crazy. What about at home? What do they call you?
Like home, Nigeria.
Mm-hmm.
I got my whole native name.
Which is what?
Man, I've been on this question Knox a lot because that's the name they put. That's my UT name. It's on my classes, and you know my professors they butchered the name a lot. And I try to tell them I just go by Fee, but it's pronounced Eberechukwu. Yeah, it means mercy of God.
Say it again.
Eberechukwu.
Eberechukwu.
Yeah.
That's the East Tennessee way of saying it.
Yeah. They've definitely butchered my name a lot. So I'm like, yeah, I'll just go by Felix.
I think they should say that over the PA when you score points at Food City Center.
It's long, though. It's like about
Eberechukwu. Is that right?
It's like, you know, when I say it fast, Eberechukwu.
Eberechukwu.
Yeah.
Eberechukwu Okpara.
Yeah.
Is that your last? Is Okpara still your last name over there?
Yeah, Okpara is my last name. I mean, I was Eberechukwu Felix Okpara.
Okay, so Felix is your middle name?
Felix is really my first name, but it kind of got mixed up when I got here. I don't, you know, it's still my name. I don't really care.
Big Fee.
Yeah. I like that better.
You shocked me with the Jordan's your goat, like, especially with as you had such recency bias.
I mean, I don't
selections.
Man, I don't. I'm not a big fan of LeBron, so I have a love for him. You know, people gonna come at me for that.
Because they're LeBron.
Right now, I think my goat right now is Giannis. Right now is Giannis, but you know, all time goat, I think Jordan is.
Over LeBron.
Yeah.
You're not a Bron guy. It goes against a lot of your teammates, I bet.
I know.
I think Jordan Ganey's a big Bron guy, right?
He might be. Yeah.
Or either maybe he's a big Kobe guy. He's one of the two.
I think Jordan is the real GOAT. Yeah, I might get a little hate after this, but, you know, it's all good.
No, you're not either. You're not by my generation. What did... What's the best advice Rick Barnes has ever given you?
He's told me just, you know, play hard and everything is gonna, you know, fix himself. Just go out there and play hard.
And that's what you try to do every game.
Yeah, you know, it's just I think I can take that to a whole new level too. Physicality, you know.
I watch you like even like sometimes like if you're not on the floor. And they call a timeout. Like you're the one of the first guys comes bouncing off there with some energy. Like it feels like you try to bring energy.
Mm-hmm. It's you know, that's I feel like being happy for your team's success is one of the big things, you know, for everyone, you know, every player and every player is supposed to show it. And, you know, us being the number one team in the country and I'm happy about it, you know. I feel like everyone put in the work and we got here, so might as well have fun doing it, too.
Well, he's having fun. Tennessee's winning, and they'll continue to win as long as this guy's patrolling the middle. Felix, man, we appreciate it, and thanks for coming out.
Appreciate it, man.
Appreciate you coming in, man. Thank you. Be careful.
Yep, thank you.